Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, February 3rd. The grains closed higher with March corn up 9 cents, closing at 552. That's a new contract high close. We're just about 4 cents off making a new contract high, which we could certainly do tomorrow. March wheat up 3.5 cents at 648 and a quarter. March beans up 16 and a half at 1371 and a quarter. We opened the markets, corn and wheat. Lower wheat was down 8 cents on the Egyptian news that we talked about this morning. The U.S. losing out to France, Russia, Romania, and the Ukraine. That put the pressure on the wheat, but as corn and beans rallied, the wheat rallied with it, but still only closed about 3.5 cents higher. We don't see winter kill as a major issue out there, though it's going to go very, very cold over the next 10 days around much of the Midwest. The beans opened up a little bit higher, broke hard, broke about 14 cents, and then rallied some 26 cents off the lows, closed right near their highs. The corn rallied 16 cents off its lows to close a half cent off its highs. What caused the rally? At around 11 o'clock or so, 11:15, news came out that the average estimates for the export sales tomorrow, the weekly sales, are 6.5 million metric tons on the corn to 8 million metric tons, 475 on the wheat and 1.3 on the beans. If we get the corn number in that range, 6.5 million to 8 million, it's going to be a new record by 60-80%. The old record was back in January of 1991 at 4.7 million metric tons. That was the first week in January when the Russians had one huge purchase of about 3.7 or 3.8 million metric tons. But this would be a record, you know, depending on where it is, and it won't be double, but it could be 60-80% higher than that old record. I think when traders saw that, you know, they just jumped on the bandwagon, expecting to see this thing trade higher tomorrow when the export sales are announced. And I really don't have any problem with that. I think that's probably, you know, reasonably thinking out here. The question is it good exports, lousy closes, which it very well may be. Funds are long, you know, 375,000 contracts of corn out here, getting closer and closer to record long positions. So I just don't know whether we can sustain it, particularly when the Chinese are going to be on vacation next week. We haven't seen any Chinese sales this week. So, you know, is it going to continue? Nobody knows. Chinese have been stockpiling corn. Is it because they think there's going to be a worldwide shortage, or do they think they're going to be buying because of some tensions between the U.S. and China? That remains to be seen. But, you know, these were solid closes. Every time we have a bad close, yesterday we had a minor sell signal in the corn, and we come right back today after being lower. You know, it's pretty impressive. The beans rallying 26 cents is impressive. I really can't fault this market. It just continues. You know, somebody's buying the breaks, that's for sure. And it looks like the pros are selling the rallies. So it can continue here for a while, I guess. We know the weather in South America is better. That's a little bit bearish, but the truck strikes continue in Argentina and Brazil. That's friendly for our grains here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.